Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Takbir. Now, this text of the narrative, as far as the text of the narrative is concerned, is exactly the same and is recorded generally in two of the main source books of Tafsir, and one of them is Al-Wasit of Al-Wahidi and the other one is Salibi's Tafsir. Both have the same text. However, their chains of narration are different, but in them too, there are two very weak and suspect narrators which are common. Now, before we further reflect on the chains of narration and the isnad of this narrative, it is perhaps more appropriate if I present the text of this narrative before you. So in Al-Wasit, the text of the narrative reads as follows: Man qara surata idha ash-shamsu kuvvirat a'adallahu an yafzahahu hina tunsharu sahifatuhu. So it means that a person who reads Surah Takwir, the Almighty will save him that from the fact that his sins be revealed to him when his record of accounts is presented. So in other words, when his record of accounts is presented, the Almighty will not reveal his sins before him and he would be forgiven. The same text is found, as I said earlier, in Salibi's Tafsir. However, both of them contain two very, very weak and suspect narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini. And on the basis of these two narrators, it is perhaps because of these two narrators that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded the narrative in Al-Wasit to be fabricated and concocted. And there is no reason, since these two narrators also exist in Salibi's narrative. So in that case too, it should be regarded as concocted. However, the details of this are that these two narrators are Harun ibn Kasir and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini. Now, as far as Harun ibn Kasir is concerned, he is regarded to be a majhul by Abu Hatim. And as far as Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini is concerned, according to Hafiz Mizzi, the various comments of Ahlul Rijal on him are, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bi shay, and the other comment about him that he makes is, Zaifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he is laysa bi hujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani regards him to be ghayru siqa. And Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be zaif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nisai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash regard him to be matruk. Imam Nisai also says that he is laysa bi siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughvi also records that he is zaif al-hadith jiddan. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash has another comment to say, another comment to make about him, and that is qazza, that he is a liar. So perhaps, as I said earlier, it is on the basis of this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded the narrative in Al-Wasit's Tafsir, or the Tafsir of Al-Wasit, to be concocted. And there is no reason, since these two narratives also exist in Salibi's Tafsir, that we also not regard this narrative to be concocted. So all in all, both these narratives are fabricated and concocted, and therefore we need to totally ignore them. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way is to read the surah with a good translation, to understand its message, to act upon it, and to spread it to others. أَقُولُ قَالِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ